out there. Headed in the light, wait, pussy.
Okay.
There goes the old, whose pussy is this now?
Yeah, look at it
if you want a memory. That must be yours, it's red. That's mine. No, it's yours. Here goes the old commander's plitz.
Okay, baby, thank you for doing a good job. And that was a backup plitz, too.
Well, that wasn't very good. Could walk down the ladder. It went down as gracefully as you did.
Look at that.
Okay. What's next?
Well,
let's give you some of these. Here, hold. Okay. Everything that's in here. Okay. That's the first thing. Hey. Hey. Company.
Hello.
Beautiful gloves. Now, Houston, I think we ought to... Well, I just mentioned anyway, we are jettisoning a set of two sets of EVA gloves. I think that's worth mentioning. That they did their job, I mean, just like everything else did its job.
Let me get it to mine.
Did? Oops, we didn't get them cleared.
Okay, we copied two sets of EVA gloves to the surface for the last time.
They're very reluctant. What else you got there?
ISS?
Yes, good.
Which the other ISS?
Oh, one more.
What?
That it?
Oh, one more. Then.
Oh, wait. Oh, is there something?
Hutchins.
Take this, I'll get it. Okay, let's get this out. Okay, the old LMP split. That OPS stays where it is. Okay. Hey, put your... Get it down there and then put your foot against it. It'll probably go. The only geologist placed on the moon. Good boy. Have fun, Cliff. Well, stay there. Okay, we got everything out? Okay,
head seal clear.
Pretty good. Pretty good from here.
Let's see, we don't have a broom.
Got everything else? Nothing else here to go? Nothing behind you? Nothing here? Okay. Hatch gone closed. It's again tomorrow. I know it. Okay. Door hatch closed. Let me see if I can't lock it. Okay, it's locked.
Okay, cabin refresh. Jump valves. Both auto verified.
They all are auto and locked. Okay, depth reprint, auto, verified. Verified. On 60, depth reprint closed.
Reprint's gone closed.
Depth alarm and cabin warning light on. There it is. Cabin's coming up. Okay, it's increasing. You go to to cabin on that one reg.
Double.
Cabin. Okay, cabin is coming out at about 5. Okay, lights are off, repress stop, cabin pressure stable. Okay, Houston Challenger, we're going to take off our gloves. Hello, Houston.
Roger, you look stable and standby.
Yeah.
Okay, you're good on the suit there, guys.
Speaking of suits, these things perform super. Okay, and we get our helmets off.
I carry that suit.
Let me get it for you. I'm free here. Yeah, but I'm... there. Okay. The right one went easy last night. I think they're all really good. Oh, and the helmet is off, and I'm blowing it in the bra. Yeah, there's no change in her mind now. The pussies are going to be hard to retrieve.
Hey, Challenger Houston.
But you could if you had to, though.
Challenger Houston from the old backup crew that followed you every step of the way. Super job on EVA you got.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the words, Jose, but we also appreciate your helping us get it this far.
Roger, Neil.
Hey, you know, and all those things you tell people. Was that Charlie? I haven't heard your voice. It's not, you know, all those good things you tell us about dust and all those other things. You know, you believe them all, just like everybody else does. But you just got to come out here and experience it for yourself to really be a believer.
Yeah, well, I take it all back about it. It all looks the same.
Hey, it really doesn't, Charlie, but all those physical things you get handicapped with, there's a lot of easy things as far as 160, but all those other things, you know, there's nothing like doing it to be a believer.
Well, you guys did it great.
Charlie, it may all look the same, but Tarnas Littrell, mark my words, has some variety.
Yeah, we could tell that, Jack. Great job.
Thank you, Charlie, and thank you for all the help.
Hey, Charlie, I remember a long time ago when I said something about being down among them. I didn't know what it was until we got here.
And, Challenger, we have a good word from the old program managers. Even though you guys were pretty piggy there and bringing rocks back, we're going to let you keep them off. You only busted the red line by 40 pounds.
Okay, he's a pretty good guy anyway.
That assumes your good buddy upstairs gets a good plane change tomorrow.
Oh, he will, and I tell you, Gene and I both have lost 20 pounds apiece on this mission.
We can believe that.
Verify safeties. Hey, we're on Fox, and that's what I see us, Pete.
Get safer that way.
Yeah, especially when you don't know you're talking. Okay, we came to the end of the EVA 3 prep and post card.
You're right, we're following you to the surface.
Jack and I are going to frame this. Page 2-3. Cut it down the middle and each take half. I'm going to take the front half, Gene will take the back half. Okay, Roberto, we're going to manage the old batteries.
Okay, and Challenger, we're ready to manage the old batteries.
The old ED batteries are 37.2 A and B. I was just going to say, I wish we had a broom.
is Apollo Control at 172 hours, 8 minutes. The change of shift news conference is scheduled in the MSC News Center briefing room for 1:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, approximately 30 minutes from now.
Okay, we're happy with your battery management. We're ready for you guys to go to low.
You got low.
Thank you.
And Challenger, Bob, I'm going to turn you over to Casper about now. Let him put you guys to sleep.
Bob, I'm not sure what you mean. Who's your friendly ghost?
I bet you can guess.
He doesn't know anything about the limp. He doesn't know anything about the limp.
It's never too late to learn.
For you, I believe that. For a lot of people, I would... Welcome aboard, Ken.
You guys make a pretty interesting show to watch.
I hope so. All I can do is hear you breathing, Ken.
Yeah, just noticed that.
Hey, Ken, you can tell your friends off to the left there that I turned the biomed off.
Thank you.
No, Houston Challenger, CDR is going off the air.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 172.32 ground elapsed time. We're estimating a change of shift briefing with the offgoing Orange Team Flight Director Pete Frank and the spacecraft communicator Bob Parker. Just being relieved after completion of EVA 3. We're estimating that press conference to commence in approximately 5 minutes in the small briefing room, Building 1 News Center. 172.33, this is Apollo Control.
I'm sitting here looking at a couple of questions they wanted to ask, and whenever it's convenient for you, I'm not sure just how busy you are right now. And just keep in mind, I got a few questions to ask you on the traverses, and give me a call when you're ready to talk about it.
Okay, we're unsuiting, Ken. Let us get unsuited, and we'll be back with you.
Okay, just whenever it's convenient for you.
This is Apollo Control. The change of shift press conference is prepared to begin at this moment. We'll take down the air ground circuit at this time and play back accumulated tape at the conclusion of the press conference at 172.44. This is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control. At 173 hours, 3 minutes ground elapsed time. The crew aboard Challenger at this time still unsuiting, getting prepared for bedding down for their final night on the lunar surface. Final Earth night, that is. And as much as they're in the middle of a 14-hour lunar day, Spacecraft America now behind the moon on the end of the 43rd lunar orbit. There are about 55 seconds of tape from the air ground one contact with the lunar module Challenger, which were accumulated during the just completed change of ship press conference. We'll play back that tape at this time and continue live with the remainder of the communications prior to the sleep period for Cernan and Schmidt at Taurus Litro.